ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Nādhi-vyādhi jara-glāni Dukha-soka-bhaya-klamaha Mrityus-chani-chatam nāsid Rāme rajanya-dhokṣaje Nādhi vyādhi jara glāni Dukha soka bhaya klamaha Mrityuschani chatam nāsid Rāme rajanya dhokṣaje Not Adhi Adhyatmi Kya Avi Adhi Bhautika and Avi Daivika. Three types of miseries. There is suffering from the body and mind, from other living entities and from nature. Vyadhi, disease. Jara, old age. Glani, bereavement. Dukha, grief. Shoka, lamentation. Bhaya, fear. Klamaha, and fatigue. Mrityu, death. Cha, also. Anichchatam, of those who did not like it. Na asit, there was not. Rame, during the rule of Lord Ramachandra. Rajani, because of his being the king. Adhokshaje, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond this material world. Translation Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was the king of this world, all bodily and mental suffering, disease and old age, bereavement, lamentation, distress, fear and fatigue were completely absent. Though there was even no death for those who did not want it. All these facilities existed because of Lord Ramachandra's presence as the king of the entire world. A similar situation could be introduced immediately if in this age, Kali, called Kali, the worst of all ages, it is said, Kali Kale Nam Rupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna descends in this Kali Yuga in the form of his holy name. Together, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If we chant offenselessly, Rama and Krishna are still present in this age. The kingdom of Ram was immensely popular and beneficial, and the spreading of this Hare Krishna movement can immediately introduce a similar situation even in this Kali Yuga. Yeah, today is a very, very special day in our calendar. Apart from Gaur Purnima, Janmashtami, I always had affection for Lord Ram. Even from childhood, I used to see Lord Ram very handsome and greenish color, very stout. So I was very attracted to Lord Ram, Sita Ram, and Hanuman, Lakshman. Before I say anything, actually, we have to first of all understand these are not just stories that people think. Sometimes people say it's just like a mythology. They don't believe it. Especially in the Western country, people say, show it to me. Seeing is believing. So we have to first of all understand that this is all true. This is all the stories from the Bhagavatam, Ramayana, Mahabharata. They're written by Vyasadeva. So these are not just mythology. These places still exist. Ayodhya Dham, millions and billions of people are going there. Vrindavan, Mayapur, their Lord pastimes took place. So these are not just mythology. So seeing is believing is not true, because if you say that, there's so many things you can't see with your eyes. But yet you conclude, seeing is believing. That is not true, because I can't see behind this wall. And I can't see many things, even a hair on your head. You can't see if you have any. You have to feel it. So it's everything depends on knowledge, atmagyan, knowledge that is handed down by the spiritual master. Guru, sadhu, sastra. Nowadays they have, many, many years ago, if you want to be a taxi driver, you have to know all the road rules and all the places. Now you can just have the GPS. You can see. Similarly, if you want to know about Krishna, you have to have guru, sadhu, in the scriptures. Jnana dipena bhasata. The knowledge is there for us to see. So, sastra chakshur, we see through the eyes of the scriptures. When we can learn from seeing, it's not true. Because when you see the deity, you may think that's just a statue. But when you hear about Krishna, about the glories of Krishna, about the glories of Lord Ram from the books, then you know, actually, they have a transcendental form, Sachidananda Vigraha. So we have to hear from the scriptures to understand the full picture of the personality of Godhead. So sometimes, even today, they say in India, Ram Raja, because Lord Ram was the ideal king. Because during his time, Lord Ram's time, even today, people talk about Lord Ram because he, by his mercy, by his presence, people felt like Treta Yuga. This happened in Treta Yuga. People felt like this was Treta Yuga because it was so wonderful. Rama means all pleasure. Someone may describe Lord Ram in many ways. He is full of happiness. And he was the ideal king because he was very exemplary. And Lord Ram, there are many stories in the Ramayana how he had to go to Sri Lanka at that time and fight the demons. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that when there is a discrepancy in this world, irreligiousness, then he comes to establish dharma, dharma sthapina artaya, and to protect his devotees. So that is Krishna's mission, God's mission, to come to protect his devotees. So this is called Leela, pastimes. Just like the gopis in Vrindavan. They are not office workers. They are not PhDs. They are not scholarly. But whenever there was a problem, they turned to Krishna. Because they knew Krishna is their love. Krishna is their protector. Krishna is their everything. So Lord Ram was exiled to the forest. 14 years. He didn't have to go to the forest. He's God. He's Bhagwan. Ramchandra Bhagwan. But he still went because he didn't want to break the promise. He was setting an example. If we go to the forest, and Sita Devi also went, and Lakshman, in a forest is a very furious place. It's not a comfortable place. But Lord Ram, he was having a good time in the forest. Because there were sages, every day they were giving him good fruit, food, hermitages. So Lord Ram was having a good time in the forest. There's no suffering for God. You know, nowadays they have people go mountain climbing and all these things. And here you see in the news every day they're getting lost. And then even the helicopters getting crashed in the mountain. So Lord Ram and Lakshman and Sita, they were in the forest for 14 years. They said those sages that were taking care of Lord Ram, they were not just sages. They were actually gopis from past before. They took birth as gopis. I mean, as rishis to take care of Lord Ram. So everything is the lila of Lord Krishna. And this happened Treta Yuga. This is such a long time ago. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar and Kali. We're in Kali Yuga. It's a long time ago. Millions of years ago. Other yugas. Still today, people are worshipping Lord Ram. I remember when I was their age, I wanted to have a big picture of Sitaram Lakshman behind, with holding the bow and arrow. Green color, so extraordinary. So people like to worship, especially kids. You have a hero that you like to, like modern heroes, like I don't want to mention. He may have a Kirtan heroes, who knows. You like your favorite. You look up to somebody who's very strong, can protect you, can take care of you. So Lord Ram was like that. Everybody felt he was so strong and so protective of his citizens. He did everything an exemplary. Like I said, he didn't have to go to the forest for 14 years. But to upheld the principle. It says Krishna in Dwarka, he wakes up in the morning and he's meditating. On who? We get up for Mangalarti. I've been staying here for the whole week. Today is the only day temple's full. Other days is less than half full. Where are you? Festival here every day. So Lord Ram, he was so exemplary. He used to go around the citizens. If they're talking somebody talking about him, or what are the problems in the society, he was listening to make sure that citizens are happy. Even in Krishna's time, there is somebody died, very young child, and they said, why they died at this age? Nowadays people are dying all the time. Nobody asks. Because people should not die before their time, death comes from their untimed death. So that means those days when Lord Ram was here, when Krishna was here, Arjuna, they were here, Pandavas, 5,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago, other yugas, all the citizens were very happy. That's why it's mentioned here. They were very happy and satisfied because of the presence of Krishna. When Srila Prabhupada was here also, not many years ago, all the devotees were working so hard, so much frustration to open temple. But because Prabhupada was here, nobody cared about their problems because they felt very happy because of the presence of Prabhupada. We don't care about some problem we have because when you see Prabhupada, when you see Lord Ram, when you see Radha Ballabha, all your problems will go away. We seemingly think that we have problems. Today, 1975, the reason why I'm sitting here today is because of Prabhupada's mercy. 1975 today is the day when Krishna Balaram Mandir was open. Do you know that? And that's the day there was a big initiation. 100 devotees, and maybe more, I can't remember. And I got initiated that day. Yeah. So it's the mercy of Prabhupada. Without the mercy of Prabhupada, we wouldn't be sitting here today. We wouldn't have a temple like this. His Prabhupada said he built a house in which the whole world will live peacefully. That's why everyone is flocking to come to Melbourne Temple. Because here you feel shanti. They have so many parks. Albert Park, and King's Park, Queen's Park. But I have heard from people. They come to our temple, they sit outside, they said, I feel very peaceful here. Because Krishna is present here. This is the temple, Krishna is here. This is his home. Prabhupada's home, Prabhupada's house. Radha Balava's home. So when you go to somebody's house, they make it very clean, very peaceful. A devotee's house. Non-violent. So this is Prabhupada's house. So I wanted to mention that this is a very special day because of Prabhupada's mercy that we can even know a little bit about Lord Ram or Krishna. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. By the mercy of Guru, one can know Krishna. And by the mercy of Krishna, you can know Guru. So Lord Ram, even though it happened millions of years ago, you can still feel the presence of Lord Ram. When he chant Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, I remember in the 70s, they used to call us, there goes Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. They're chanting Hare Krishna. Some places in India, they chant Ram first, right? We say Hare Krishna, they say Ram first, Hare Ram first. I remember once, when I was in a Gurukul, we used to go for Rath Yatra. So there was a big Rath Yatra in Surat. Three carts, huge carts. And so they said, so they need a kirtan leader in each cart. So they appointed me to do a kirtan in front of Subhadra. And in India, the Rath Yatra maybe is not like just here in St. Kilda, 5 minute go around or a half an hour. They have it for 6 hours. They maybe it's from here to the city or less, but they take 6 hours or 7 hours. They stop and everybody, you know, they do ceremony, stuff like that. And so about 1 hour, 2 hours later, everybody left the kirtan, all the devotees. And it was just me and all the local Indian people. And they were singing Rama, Rama first. So I was singing Hare Krishna, and they're going Rama, Rama. So I stopped the kirtan. I said, Krishna first. And they said, TK. And then when I sang, they started again, Rama first. So I was really angry. I stopped. I said, Krishna first. So they don't know I'm from ISKCON. You know, we are Krishna devotees. Even in India, they say, they may go to Durga Mandir, or they have many Hindu temple. But when it's Janmashtami, they come here. Because they know we are strong believer of Krishna. Because they know we love Krishna. We propagate Krishna consciousness. We are Radha Krishna devotees. So when they want to worship Radha Krishna, they want to see Krishna, they come to our temple. Even I was living in Bhaktivedanta Manor. They have Sitaram Lakshman and Hanuman. Very beautiful deity. That's because you Indian people, they love Sitaram. So Prabhupada installed that. So they attract the people to come to our temple. If you love Lord Ram, you have to follow his example. You have to follow. If you want to please Lord Ram, Rama. Rama means one who is very pleasing. Shukha is mentioned here, very pleasing. Who gives happiness. Hey Ram! So, there was many stories of Lord Ram. Lord Ram's, who is favorite devotee of Lord Ram? Who knows? Hanuman is very common, everybody knows. So, Hanuman, when he came and he saw Sita Devi, you know, Sita Devi, Indian women, when they married, they have this red dot, right? What's the meaning of wearing the red dot? Some of you are married, but you don't have a red dot. Means so, he asked Lord Ram, Hanuman asked Sita Devi, why are you wearing this red dot? She said, it just shows my love for Lord Ram, that she's a married lady. She's chaste to her husband. And suddenly, Hanuman disappeared. Phew, gone. So nobody knew where Hanuman went. And Hanuman came back, and there was a red thing. He dipped himself in the red dot, the red color, where you were the thing. That shows that he was chased. But he was saying that he fully surrendered to Lord Ram, not just dot here. He dipped himself in the red dot. So that's why we have to have, that is the perfection of our life, is when we can fully surrender to Krishna. And Hanuman, he is also, like many of us, my favorite. And Hanuman, he likes to sing the glories of Lord Ram. He has this metal thing, not wooden thing. And the metal in between, they go like that. What do you call that? Some kind of an instrument. He plays that. So he can travel, Hanuman can travel all over the universe. He doesn't have to have a, he doesn't have a body like us. He has transcendental body. So then he was flying in the mountain, and he saw Narad Muni on the way, on top of a hill. He said, "Oh, Narad Muni, how are you?" And they sat on a hill, and they were discussing about, you know, Krishna. And Hanuman discusses about Lord Ram. So, Narad Muni asked Hanuman, like, "You are such a good singer. Can you sing glories of Lord Ram?" And he said, "Yeah, sure, because he loves Lord Ram. He'll sing anytime, anywhere." And so Narad Muni, he plays Bina, you know. And so he put the Bina down. They're on a hill, on the top of a hill. So he put the Bina down, and Narad Muni was listening to his singing. Hanuman is singing the glories of Lord Ram. And he was so melodious and so full of love that the rock was melting. You know, we sing, nothing melt. Our heart melts maybe. Our heart has to melt. But the real rock was melting. So when Narad Muni, when they stopped singing, Narad Muni wanted to take out the Veena. And then he was stuck in the rock because rock was melting. So they said, "What to do now?" They said, "Can you sing again? Because the rock may melt and he can take the Veena out." So that's what happened. So Hanuman, when he sings, he has so much love. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gada gada. His voice was choking up, tears flowing from his eyes. That is the affection. That when we sing for Krishna, when we sing the glories of Prabhupada, we're having Guru Puja, and everyone is looking at the deity. Imagine Prabhupada was actually sitting there. He's looking at Krishna. How do we know Krishna without the mercy of Guru? Think about it. We're having Guru Puja, everybody, oh. You're not going to get the mercy of Krishna. If he sees you, if Krishna tells you, "You're not respecting my devotee." So we always have to be conscious of serving Krishna, how we are doing it, how we are actually pleasing Prabhupada. Are we actually pleasing Krishna? Are we actually pleasing the devotees? It's not a mechanical thing. Just now we had the kirtan. Some of you are very young compared to me. Maybe some of you, like kids. And some, I saw some person very young, he was standing against the wall like this. Like, you know, what are we doing? We are singing and dancing, you know. You need to take your hands off from your chest, put it in the air and dance, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in ecstasy. You want the mercy of Lord Ram? You want the mercy of Krishna? You have to surrender. Hands in the air means surrender. I surrender. And he got like that. I almost wanted to tell some of the brahmacharis to take his hand out, put it in the air. And there was a devotee came to Prabhupada and he says, "We are doing the kirtan, and this person, he had his hand like this." So Prabhupada told him, "You should have just pulled it out and put Hare Krishna in his ear." So they're doing that later on. And then this person came to our temple in Vrindavan, and he was rolling in the ground in ecstasy. Like when we are in ecstasy, we should not roll in the ground because we are making a show. You should keep it to yourself. But this person was really rolling in the ground. So the devotees came to ask Prabhupada, "What should we do?" he's rolling in the ground in ecstasy. It doesn't look good and obstructing us. Prabhupada said, okay, give him a good kick in the side of his rib. Maybe he was just joking. So then they literally did that. And they said, don't do it because the local will be very angry. Maybe we'll have a big mob coming attack our temple. Prabhupada said, if he's really in ecstasy, he'll be still rolling on the ground. That's why you can check. If you give him a good kick, he'll get up and run away. Means he doesn't have the ecstasy, he's just showing off. So when they did the good kick in the side, he ran off. He was just showing off. He had no tears in his eyes like that. So, devotees, we need to fully surrender to Krishna, fully surrender to Lord Ram. Lord Ram is here. Millions of years ago, this pastime took place, but he's also here today. Tadure tadantike. It's mentioned that Krishna is very far, but he's also very near. There's so many stories of Lord Ram. Lord Ram is so merciful and so loving. He is accepting your service. When Sita was kidnapped by Ravana, he met Lord Hanuman first. And he gave him the idea. And Hanuman is so strong, he can jump and leap from one side to the other side of the ocean. I've seen some devotees, they can jump very, very high, leaping. I used to have many dreams of like leaping, running. So one time I had this dream that our Mayapur was attacked by like gundas. You know, India they have gundas. They were attacked. A real long time ago we had less devotees. So the gundas got all of us. And there's a building between Lotus Building and a long building. You know that? Who's been to Mayapur? And there's a lawn in between. And I leaped from Lotus Building and landed into a long building. I was having a really good time. Then I woke up, I said, well, it's not real. I wish I could do it. So then I had so many dreams like that, like jumping and flying. And I remember one time, I really, really wanted to go to Mayapur. And I didn't have the money and there's so many issues. So then I had a dream that I'm flying to Mayapur. And they're having a program outdoor at the Gurukul. I used to live in Gurukul. All the kids and the teacher. And I fly and coming down. And they say, hey, come on, let's program it. I said, wow. I'm having such a good time because I'm flying to Mayapur. And, you know, he put your feet out and he fly so fast. And on the way, there was a date tree. Stopped and grabbed some dates. I said, bring for my friends in Mayapur. Maybe it's Middle East or somewhere. I grabbed the dates. And so I woke up, I said, oh, what a drag, it's not real. Imagine, so sometimes the devotees are yogis. So I consulted an astrologer. So I have a lot of dreams, flying dreams. And so they said, a lot of devotees, they are yogis in their last life. But we are bhakti yogi, we're the highest. We should be able to fly now too. I said, no, but you know, there's limitations. So the thing is, you know, you have to be enthusiastic to serve Krishna. It doesn't matter whether in a dream or not. If you're experiencing Krishna consciousness, it's just as good. It's just as good, I reckon. So, serving Krishna, we have to have that enthusiasm. And Lord Ram, he can be with us now. Sometimes, Narad Muni, sometimes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Panchatattvas, the acharyas, they come here. They attend the kirtan. But they're not going to come if you're just like this, standing. Haribol, what time is Pusharam? They're not going to come. You have to have the enthusiasm. Utsaha nishaya dayat. Rupa Goswami said, the criteria, the standard of Krishna consciousness, a devotee's love, expression of love, is through your enthusiasm. Utsaha. Show your enthusiasm. It's not that Krishna is so far away. Millions of years ago, Lord Ram came. He's here now. He could be sitting in the audience somewhere. Sometime, most of our temple I've been to, we always have one or two pagal. You never know. We somehow we attract some crazies, weirdos. But Krishna is merciful. There was one person, he was totally crazy. Matted hair, foreigner. Matted hair, very dirty. Sometimes when you go in Harinam, you walk past somebody, you really like, you want to close your nose. Like he didn't take a shower for maybe a month. Leather jacket, wearing in the summertime. So then, Prabhupada, when he walks, Prabhupada is like a king, very, like a swan, looking up. He's not proud, he's looking at Krishna. And he has chadra like that, and he's walking. All the disciples with him, sannyasis, there's no way you can go near. Like if you see a sadhu, you know, people from India, they jump on their feet for mercy. But it wasn't easy to get to Prabhupada, because he was always surrounded by his disciples. So then this one person, really dirty, smelly, long hair, didn't take a shower for months, and all this, and he walked up to Prabhupada. And they said, stop, let him come. And the devotees wanted to keep him away from Prabhupada. And he came and touched Prabhupada's feet. And he was holding in his feet, like, long time. And Prabhupada had his hand over his head. And he was crying, and his water from his eyes was dampening on his feet. People couldn't believe, the devotees couldn't believe. So this Prabhupada was showing the mercy. He knew this is a genuine person. He became a big distributor, book distributor later on. So we don't know who comes, so we have to be respectful to the devotees. So Lord Ram, he was exhibiting so many qualities when they were building this bridge. Hanuman was so strong. He was picking up big, big rocks. You know, and he was throwing them in the ocean to make a bridge. And there was one animal, small, huh? Squirrel. Yeah. And he was also building the bridge, assisting Lord Ram to build the bridge. And they can't do that much. They can pick up a little rock maybe or some sand. So Hanuman said, get out of my way! Sometime I'm doing the kirtan here, some people standing around, get out of the way. You know? Even Vintu Jastin, you have to be in the middle of the sankirtan. Otherwise, stay at the back. So this person, this squirrel was to Hanuman, says, get out of my way! What are you going to do? Build a bridge? Yeah, take 1,000,000 years. We need to go to Sri Lanka and kidnap Sita. I mean, they kidnap Sita. We have to rescue Sita from Ravana. We need to build a bridge quickly. What are you going to do? It takes ages. So Lord Ram saw this and he said to Hanuman that leave him alone. He's also assisting you. So sometime you're all doing big, big distribution books and big, big scores. I'm just in the kitchen cooking. They think, this guy, you know, cooking. Next time you think like that, I'm not going to cook. When you come home, no prasadam for you. So everybody is assisting Prabhupada. Everyone is participating in the Sankirtan movement. So that squirrel, Lord Ram told Hanuman, he's also assisting me in his own way. So we are all participating in the Sankirtan movement of Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Radha Vallabha. It is not just service, one service you do. You have to do all kind of service. Menial service. We are looking for someone to do service. I'm so busy chanting. And you go away somewhere. What is the meaning of chanting? Hare Krishna means to please engagement in your service. And this temple, I have been to many temples. If you go to Vrindavan and Mayapur, if you want to do puja, you have to go in the line. After 1 month, maybe you can get on the altar. And here we need pujari, we need cooks, and everyone scratching their head, I am busy. But I'm very busy chanting. Chanting Hare Krishna means to engage in your service. So more you chant, service is available. So if you want to please Lord Ram, you have to be like Hanuman, enthusiastic like Hanuman. And Sita Devi, she is most chaste lady to Lord Ram. Actually, when Ravana took Sita, it's not the original Sita. They say it's the copy or fake Sita. Maya Sita. They made that ring of fire, magical ring. She stepped out of that, and Ravana kidnapped her. At that time, the fire god, she protected Sita, the real Sita. He produced the fake Sita. So Ravana took the fake Sita. But of course, this is all pastimes. So we have to stay in the ring. What is that ring? Who knows the ring? The ring of fire. Huh? Holy name. That's our protection. I lost my bead bag, I had to get this. Like the sannyasis, they have a danda. Why do they have danda? That is their staff. That is their protection. Our protection is to stay in the ring of the fire of devotional service, in the ring of fire of chanting the holy names. The Hare Krishna mantra is our protection. Lord Ram is there in the Kali Kale Nam Rupe Krishna avatar. He's there in his name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Ram is also Krishna. Rama di murti shu kalani amena tishtan nana patarama karod bhuvaneshu kintu Krishna swayam paramabhavat. What's that one? Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Ram and Krishna is the same. So when you chant Hare Krishna, Rama is included in the mantra. Ram is there. Every time Lord Ram is there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years ago. He didn't have any weapons. He is the mantra, Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Treta Yuga, Lord Ram appeared with a bow and arrow to kill the demon Ravana. So every incarnation, Krishna's incarnation, they have a purpose. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared 500 years ago. We didn't have any Ravana with 10 head. But now we have so many demons. Little demons. To kill those demons in this Kali Yuga is through the holy name of the Hare Krishna mantra. Those days, there was demons, big demons. Only Lord Ram can kill. So he had to come with a bow and arrow. A special demon, Ravana. Only even Lord Hanuman couldn't kill him. Only Lord Ram can kill him. Because he had 10 heads. He had a special arrow to kill him. He had to hit him in the heart. So, similarly, Lord Ram at that time, millions of years ago, even if you're not there, we can hear these stories, these pastimes of Ravana, from Ramayana, from the Bhagavatam, these stories. These stories of Lord Krishna or Lord Ram is so sweet to hear, pastimes of Lord Ramachandra Bhagavan. There is Ramayana, you can read, tears will come from your eyes, depending who wrote it. Sometimes there is interpretation. But if you can read the Ramayana, it's so enchanting, so catching. I know there's one Ramayana written by somebody named Subramaniam. That's supposed to be a bona fide one. I read it twice and three times. When I was living in China, there's not much to do. There's no devotees, so I read this Ramayana. Tears flung from the eyes. Because when your tears come, it's toxics coming out of your body. A little bit. So when you read these stories, it's so such good feeling. And like I said, if you don't believe it, then you talk to the devotees. We can convince you. We can read the Bhagavatam. You will understand the stories are real. Why do you think millions and millions of people go to Vrindavan and Ayodhya? You think they're all non-believers? You think this is not true? In mythology? All those people are wasting their time? Vrindavan, I went to Vrindavan 1975, the first time I got initiated. You could come out of the temple and the forest everywhere. You can see from our temple all down the Davanalakund forest. You have to go through the forest. If you go to the right, you can see the blue cows just beside our temple, forest. That time, 1975. We got the glimpse of the real Vrindavan. Imagine 5,000 years ago. So I was telling my students in China, oh, there's a place called Vrindavan, and there's Yamuna River lotuses, like the description. So they went there, I took them, they said, where are the description? I didn't see any lotuses and all those beautiful things. They only saw the pigs and stuff. So I had to explain, you have to imagine now. Those days. This, at one time, these things were existed. But now you have to imagine it. So separation. So I actually also been to Ayodhya. That place is also a very beautiful place. You know, people want to take over and stuff. That place is very ancient. And there's a river there. Lord Ram had to go to the forest through that river. And that river is still there. And they have their own type of, you know, there's a very beautiful place. In India, there's a lot of nice places you can go to. So anyway, today is the day. We can talk about Lord Ram, sing about Lord Ram, and read about Lord Ram pastimes, and discuss and these pastimes, even though so long ago. But by talking about a little bit about the pastimes of Lord Krishna, Lord Ram, we can develop the bhakti. Like it says in this verse, we will feel happy and our distress will go away. Especially these days, last 2 years, people are, you know, they're saying, you can call the lifeline and they'll give you advice how you can not kill yourself because you have so much stress. All you have to do is chant the name of Ram. This verse is the key point. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna, how can you be happy? But we are happy, aren't you? Are you not happy chanting Hare Krishna? I'm seeing somebody really, really happy. Maybe they have a big bank balance. But we don't have big bank balance. Maybe some of you, I don't have. But I'm happy just as much. Because I know when you come to Melbourne Temple, all you have to do is chant Hare Krishna. They give you a big plate of prasadam at the end. They don't ask you any questions. You go to Mangalarti or Bhagavatam class, they don't ask you. Just have to turn up over there. Even if you didn't have to see the deity. They're so merciful. Yeah. And not just one plate with one rasagula inside and a little bit of with the plate they give you. Bye-bye. We give you seconds, hot khichdi. As much as you can eat. That's our temple. This is the mercy of Prabhupada. Prabhupada temple is you get the full package of Krishna consciousness. Kirtan, Pravachan, we don't say bye-bye. Well, there's one more thing. If that one thing was not there, nobody would be here most days. That's prasadam. So Kirtan, Pravachan, prasadam. All of our temple, they know, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. They're giving big plate of prasadam. All you have to do, I remember when I first joined, I would go in the room, put some tilak on, if I'm not a devotee. Then they say, oh, Hare Krishna, devotee. They give you prasadam. All you have to do is make up a show, you're a devotee. And then. So how much we care, this is the mercy of Prabhupada. So if you really want to learn about Krishna, if you really want to learn about Lord Ram, I'm not saying go to this ISKCON temple, but you can see the differences. I'm also from India, I have been to many, many mandir and praying very deeply. But when I went to this ISKCON temple first time, I was really blown away by the cleanliness of the temple. You know, those in the 70s, most people that lived in the 70s, even earlier, they didn't have many, many buildings. People live in a simple cottage in the 70s. So when I went to ISKCON temple, marble floor, lights in and off, and so clean, I said, wow, I want to sleep here. So cooling. And my mother said, no, no, we have to go. I said, no, no, I'm staying here. Because it's mud hut and all this. I like the temple better, ISKCON temple. So I went to some of the Hindu temple. I didn't like it so much because it's not very clean. And you see monkey running through, rats. It wasn't. So I went to the ISKCON temple. I'm not saying they're bad, but I'm just saying when I went to ISKCON temple, I was like really blown away. I said, wow. And these foreigners are coming. I said, wow, these white people, they're sadhus. I only saw them in the movie. But these people are devotees. I was really blown away. And they're really tall, tall people, you know, Americans. Like, you know, when you're a kid, everything looks tall. And then they all sadhus, tilak. So I said, I want to be here. And they're talking about Krishna. They're talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everything that I'm saying, I learned from the foreigners. Even some of you guys, you join the temple here. You're going to the temple in India. You're just going there, pray and go home and go to work. But when you came here in Melbourne, you became a devotee. See, you heard it from ISKCON here, not in India. So this is all due to the mercy of Prabhupada. This is the mercy of Krishna here. So, if we really want to develop that love for Lord Ram, if we really want to develop the love for Prabhupada, for Hare Krishna mantra, you have to develop the taste. Nama Ruchi. Taste for the holy name. Taste for the pastimes of Lord Ram. Like Hanuman. I've heard Hanuman, he will go to places wherever people are discussing about Lord Ram in disguise. Hanuman, he can change his form. One time, they took, Ravana had many brothers, and they took one demon named Mahiravan. He's one of the brother of Ravana. And he had a palace under the ground, Patala, in the lower planets. So he took Ram and Lakshman by mystic and hid them there. So everyone was looking for Lord Ram and Lakshman, couldn't find. Because they're in the Patala, down there. Nobody will know where they are. So Hanuman was desperate to find them. So he had mystic power. Hanuman had mystic power. So there was an opening. You can go through there to the Patala. Like they have this Bermuda Triangle. You heard about that? The plane gets sucked in. They said that area is connected to other planets. That's where they have the gap there. So there's a lotus where Hanuman took, Mahiravan took Lakshman and Ram through that. So then this magic there. And Hanuman, he also has magic. So he has to go through the lotus and he will be confronted by like lions and tigers. But this is all magic. So he went down, right down, and then he was in the Patala Loka. And so he was sitting on a tree as a monkey. And in India, sometimes people go in the villages getting the water from the hand pump, and they're always talking about this and that, and chatting about, you know, gossip, whatever. So they're saying, do you know that we have our king? They have two boys, very handsome boys, and they're going to sacrifice them in front of Kali. And Hanuman was, he became more small so they can't detect him. And he got near and he found out where they're living, down at that special place in the temple. So then Hanuman went there and he spoke to Kali. You know, Kali, they have a big sword. So then Ram and Lakshman told Hanuman that they're going to sacrifice us in front of Kali, so you have to protect me, protect us. So he had a deal with Kali. Kali is holding the sword. So Hanuman told Kali, listen, I'm going to hide behind you, and I'm going to need your sword. So when the time comes. So they're going to sacrifice Lakshman and Ram at this particular time. At that time, they're going to need the sword. So then time was coming. Hanuman was hiding behind Kali, Ma Kali. And they said, Maharavan said, bow down. We're going to sacrifice you now. And Rama Lakshman said, we are prince. We don't know how to bow down. Then he said, I'll show you how to bow down. So when he goes down to bow down, he's going to take the sword and chop his head off. And that's what happened. And Hanuman took Raman Lakshman on their shoulder. There's this famous picture. They're flying up. You seen that picture? So he's coming up from the Potala Loka. And another time, Hanuman was guarding Raman Lakshman. I think before that, actually, that story is connected. Hanuman have his tail can be so big, so from his own tail he made a wall. You know that? Like round and round, 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 all the way to the sky. And so there's a gate, and that gate, Vivishan was there. He was guarding, so no one can go in. So then that's the time Mahiravan came, and he took the form of Vivishan. And then he took the two brothers. He didn't know that he was in disguise. And so the thing is, Hanuman, he can know everything, but because his tail was too busy, you know, his tail was up in the, but they have to have a gap. But usually no one can escape from Hanuman because he knows everything. Even he's a mosquito, size of a mosquito, he will still know. So anyway, the thing is, Lord Hanuman, he has the special power of Lord Ram, empowered by Lord Ram. Even like Arjuna, he was empowered by Krishna. So when Krishna left the planet, the gopis were attacked by a bunch of gangs, and Arjuna couldn't do anything because Arjuna's powers gone because of Krishna withdrew his strength. So similarly, we also can be empowered by Krishna, like Prabhupada. Prabhupada is empowered by Krishna. You can do what Prabhupada did, no one can do. Prabhupada went to America on his own and had a heart attack. Still, when his godbrothers went, they came back, they said, impossible. They couldn't do it, just Prabhupada did. So he was empowered by Krishna. Even when he came back to India, he wanted to actually preach in India. But because he was meant to preach Krishna consciousness in the West, but Krishna told Prabhupada, don't worry, I'll be there with you. I'll help you. I'll assist you. So sometimes devotees do amazing things because we're empowered by Krishna. Even ordinary devotees. They say, how do you get the energy? If you don't believe it, you feel tired, huh? Oh, what a 50 years old guy can dance like that. It's Krishna's mercy on us. Krishna sometimes empowers us. When you're sick, you go see some devotees, they'll fix you. Then ultimately, Krishna is giving his blessing. So all of you devotees, maybe you're coming on Ram Navami, other days you may be not. But nonetheless, Krishna consciousness will go on. Everybody leave. You have to have the attitude, I'll be the last one. I'm going to stay. I love Prabhupada. I love Krishna. I love Ram. I will stay here forever. We have to have that kind of affection for Krishna. Then you'll be happy. It's not that he gets sick, I also get sick, we are the same. Sometimes this can be just a thing, but we need to express ourselves that we will serve Krishna to the end. See, Hanuman, he was like that. Hanuman is so pure and so loving. He never deviated for in one moment. And Lord Ram himself, he said, one wife. I've seen devotees 5 times, 6 times. What is this? Prabhupada said, our Guru Maharaj once, and disciples many. So Lord Ram, Ram Raja, he is the exemplary, he is the ideal king. He didn't have to do, but he was upholding the principle of Dharma. He never deviated. Krishna is the opposite. 16,180 wives. That's because those women, they need protection. Krishna said, I will take care of you. But Lord Ram, Sita Devi. So in Kali Yuga, we need to be strict. We need to follow. That's what I mean, following the example of Lord Ram. God himself. Lord Ram is God. Rama Adi Murti Sukala Niyama. Rama, Krishna, they're all avatars. Deepar Chira Bahide Santi Ramapamitya. Like a deepa, like a candle. When you light a candle, the original candle is Krishna. And then you light so many candles from that original candle, they're like Krishna's avatars, other incarnation. But Krishna is the original. This way we have to always make sure that we understand. We're not simply doing, we understand the position of the Supreme Lord. And this way, this is how we can develop love for Krishna, love for Lord Ram. And be like Lord, like Hanuman, enthusiastic. Hare Krishna. Any questions, quickly? He, well, will be my guess. Sometime people die at that time. It's not ordinary death. This is, he died from his separation from Lord Ram. So that death, he is not like onto him by force. He died from a separation from his son. So it's a different thing. This is called vipralamba, separation. So sometimes the separation is so strong, like we get heart attack. We don't know exactly heart attack or not. They may be having ecstasy. They die from it. So that's very it's not calm. And that time, this is that story is a very special story of Lord Ram going to the forest and his separation, Dasharath passing away. It's not ordinary. Other people, this didn't happen. Like our parents sometime pass away, we just have a little bit of tear. But we didn't die. We didn't like die instantly. So that was a different type of death. It's spiritual, transcendental, passing away. And at that time, he wanted to also show that how much he loved his Lord Ram, that he died from separation. Sometimes you people, husband, wife, also, like there's not really so much separation. You go to work, and you stay longer, better. Yeah. Who knows? I don't have to cook. Let's eat in the restaurant today. You know. So I'm just saying, you know, Sita Devi, she was so much separation from Lord Ram that she was not eating, sleeping, matted hair. It says, when the husband is away, Mataji is supposed to wear a special sari in separation from the husband. Like a white with a red border. I haven't seen anybody. So, it's not that she was wearing the red border white sari. She was expressing her love for Lord Ram, even didn't wear the sari. She was matted hair. So much love for Lord Ram. You know. So the whole story is because Sita was kidnapped to protect Sita, to bring Sita back. The whole Ramayana is geared towards that story, to bring Sita back. If if there Sita was not kidnapped, there would be no Ramayana. But this is all Leela. But also, it's showing that there's a lot of complications in the married life. Maybe. And including Lord Ram, he's showing that. But this is pastime, like I said, of love of God. But at the same time, there is distresses in family life. It's not all just all looks all good. You see someone and you fall in love, but that the reality is different from what you see. Sometimes I believe in seeing because it is true. When you see, you say, oh, I don't want it. So sometimes you experience, there's a secondary classification. Real intelligent person, they learn by hearing. Not for me, thanks. Some they hear, they see, and they have to still suffer, and they do it again, 5 times, 6 times. So Lord Ram is very staunch. Bhagavan, he's showing us how to be a devotee, an exemplary devotee, how to be a Krishna conscious person. God himself is showing us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, same. He's dancing in ecstasy. He would run out from his house to go to Mangalarati, even though it was very near. He's running to go to Mangalarati. Oh, I'm late. Our time, if you're late, they put big L. Late. They cut your pusharam in half. And A for absence, no pusharam. Oh, fanatical. But we are so lucky, we don't have to do those things these days. Like I said, you come here, just Hare Krishna one time, and you see a devotee, Haribol, a big plate waiting there. So easy. Very less restrictions. All you have to just be with us. Just be here with us. Sing and dance. The expression of happiness is to sing and dance. When you're unhappy, you don't sing and dance. Krishna's playing flute because he's happy. All happiness. See, all happiness. Lord Ram, playing flute. You try to get on there on the altar, husband and wife playing flute. Never going to work. Because pleasure is coming from Krishna. Don't try to imitate Krishna. We can serve Krishna. We are servant of Krishna. Servant of the servant. Dasa no dasa no dasa. Service is a pleasure. So they serve Prabhu. No, not me. I did too much service. They serve me now. Don't have the same feeling. When you serve someone, there's a pleasure in there. That service attitude. Vaishnavas, we're serving. Hanuman is a servant. Dasya. He's serving. There are 9 process devotional service. He's servant of Lord Ram. All of us, including, we are servant of Lord Krishna. We're servant of Prabhupada. We're servant of Lord Ram. You serve while we eat. Not me, no way. You serve me. But I've seen many people here, you go up and you serve voluntarily. What do you get out of serving? And you come for seconds, you didn't come for the program, I feel like serving you. But because that attitude to serve you, you see all living entities, I want to serve this Vaishnava. It just feels so good. Service attitude is a pleasure itself. There's nothing left for you in the bucket. It's just this much khichdi. Said, oh God, I don't want to. Next time I'm not serving. But we're not thinking like that. Because the service itself gives us that pleasure. That pleasure is so much more than enjoying. Spiritual pleasure. That's why we go to in India, we go to Indians' home offices, they sign big check. That's what we were looking for. And give to Krishna. They make you come back many times, and then you go back, you died. We didn't serve the devotees. You have to serve the devotees. Somehow. Yeah, that's the process. So this whole example of the Ramayana is to show this Sita, Ram suffering, this expression of for his wife. This is to exemplify our life. Don't make the same mistake. Yeah. We are so lucky. Nobody kidnapped our wife. But maybe you think, oh, I wish my husband is kidnapped. Then I will be at home. I can get all that money. Merko pocket, you know. This is why I didn't get involved, because I could keep it all to myself. But I'm just making a point that we need to always understand that our life is for Bhagavan. No, whatever you have, family, but ultimately our life is for Krishna. Okay, Hare Krishna. I have to stop here now. Hare Krishna will have continue with the program afterward. Yeah. And we'll have more chanting. Hare Krishna. Thank you.